It's 6:30 p.m. I'd like to call the meeting of the Alloway Plan Commission to order for Monday, December 16th at the Alloway Village Hall. Roll call. Perillo. I believe he's excused. He contacted me very shortly before the meeting.
Oh, he did?
Yes. Copenrude?
He's excused.
Okay. Hansen? She is excused. Clausen?
Here.
Rope?
Here.
Retzloff?
Here.
Trustee Dart?
Here.
Chris Galetta, present. Moving on to agenda topic two, modify, adopt the agenda. Any changes or I would accept a motion?
Move to adopt the agenda.
By Retzloff, is there a second?
A second.
By Clausen, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay, the motion carries. Moving on to agenda topic three, minutes from the November 25th, 2013 meeting. Has everyone had an opportunity to review?
I only have one comment.
Okay.
I'm not sure we covered this in the meeting, but in the annual report draft review, fourth bullet point says, reach staff on plan commission meets with the Historic Preservation Committee annually. Plan commission doesn't really have a staff. We have members. So maybe it's just a semantical correction.
And I think because it's still draft, that would be appropriate. I don't know if we need formal action besides it's a good idea and let's just do it. Any other comments on the November 25th minutes? Otherwise, I would entertain a motion, please.
Move to approve.
By Retzloff, is there a second?
I'll second.
By Rowe. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed nay. The motion carries. Tracy, for agenda topic four, any announcements?
I'm going to come up to the Captain Grabber microphone. So. Just one quick one. I just wanted to let you know about HME, the HME project on the corner of St. Joseph and Riverside. Is it East River, Riverside? They are going to be expanding to the back of that building. They're going to take up the whole building now. So they're working with our building inspector right now. There will not be really any exterior changes to it because of the fact that they did all that. So remember, they came back and they redid the parking lots, did all the landscaping, and did everything to the back of that building as well. So HME will be using the back area for more storage and that type of thing. So they're going to be working through all that with the building inspector. So it will not be coming back to this committee at all, just because it's interior changes that will be going on, and the they just have to get state approved plans to go ahead with that. So, just so you know, the building will be full, which will be nice. So, it's the one for the one across the street now, and we'll be all set. So that's a scoop on that. And they have moved in after anybody's gone down there and actually checked out the building, but it does look nice. I haven't been inside, I don't need to get in there, but would suggest you go in and take a look as well.
I actually have been in, and it does look quite nice.
Is it?
It's a lot more spacious than the real facility. I don't know where they, where they put all that, where they had all that equipment. It's quite nice. Nicely done.
Any other announcements, Tracy? None? Otherwise, any for the Plan Commission or Trustee Dart? Other? Agenda topic five is public appearances. Is there any one from the public that would like to speak now prior to some of the later agenda topics?
Oh,
sure. If you do, come on up. Now's your chance.
I'll wait for my
time. All right, you'll wait for your chance. Okay.
We're supposed to hear that, by the way.
With that, agenda topic six. Petition for Hillcrest Partnership, number one, requesting a planned development district at 3415 Hilltop Way. Tracy, is there anything that you have initially on this?
Nope. you would like me to, I can go through some of the comments that are on my document I sent out. Otherwise, if you would like the developer to go first.
Tracy, why don't you go first in case there's updates to what was sent out to the Planning Commission, and then just highlight on the changes if there is any updates, since because there was some as a preliminary review. There's some, it's a work in progress.
Right. If you take the memo that I put together, agenda item number 6, it kind of talks about some of the items that came up when site plan performance was reviewed by staff. The garages have been increased to the 48 that are required. The original plan had 24. That was increased. Landscaping, there was some desire to increase the landscaping and improve it. A berm was also added on the south end of the property to kind of give more of a buffer to the single-family home on the southwest corner. Stormwater has been addressed, and a dry pond has been added to the site, but I want to have one caveat with that. It has been addressed. It has not been through final approval, so that we need to go through yet. And there are some things that the public works director is working with them on at this point, so that needs to be taken care of. A driveway was added. You can see in the design, a driveway was added to go halfway. If you remember in the past, there was a turnaround at the end of their parking lot that was used for the fire department that they needed to get in so that they could back out and do a Y-turn to get back out of the parking lot. With discussions with the developer, we talked about that turnaround again, and then one of the options was to have the road go out to Hilltop Way and have that be able to get through with fire trucks both ways, back and forth. So that was the reason that was added. Some of the things that were added again after our meeting were the trash and recycling enclosure. When looking at that, it would be very difficult for a fire truck to get around where that is located at this point with that road coming through, so there may be a need to relocate that. Also with our code, the trash enclosure now, having it be chain link with just the slats does not meet our code, so that would be another thing to think about. The location of the bicycle and scooter parking, they probably should have separate areas for bicycles versus the motor scooters. And look at, you know, concrete slab or something in a bike rack located more up, maybe closer to the building. That'd be something to consider. The lighting plan, I apologize for the lighting plan, and hopefully Dan bought some new lighting plans tonight. It was very difficult to read. Mm-hmm. Once it was reduced to the 11x17 side, it was almost impossible to read. So I asked Dan to bring some big ones tonight that will just spread out so you guys can take a better look at. But there are some concerns with the lighting as well, as far as making sure it's, the glare isn't there, that it's, you know, meeting the ordinance as we set forth. Also, it was very hard to see what fixtures were on the wall, what posts were out there. The posts, I do not believe, are within the height right now. I think they're 6 foot or 8 foot pole right now. So it would require 11 or 12, is it 12 foot for the poles?
Yeah.
12 foot. So those would have to be a little bit higher. Handicap parking spaces, that was checked, and that too is what's required for that area, so that is okay. And then there's just the caveat about the developer, if the access does go out Hilltop Way, there is a concern about it being on the curb, and for snow removal, they will fill your driveway when they go by, just because that's what happens when they go by, so you will get more snow dumped into there than you would like to see. There are also some things that were not on your memo that came up since. Floodplain, there is a floodplain area on the northeast corner of the property where the garages are situated right now, so that will have to be addressed and make sure those are out of the floodplain and at the proper elevation. I also gave you a copy of some concerns from Barb Coprud, who could not be here tonight, and that is on your counter. There are several things in there that we would need to check into. The garages, what type of garage door, the vinyl siding is a concern. Having one big expanse of vinyl siding on the back to have some break in our ordinance does require some break in that, whether it's a window or some other column or something to break it up so you can have this huge expanse of vinyl siding. And I believe, unless I counted wrong, and Dan, I believe we are short. We need one parking spot on the plan. I only count 49, but I may have knocked them off. So those are some of the things that you need to consider tonight as you go through the plan. And I think I talked about some of the things that Barb had in her memo as well, or her email, are some of the things that I mentioned.
And Tracy, just for the planning commission's benefit for tonight. We might not have all the details, so sometimes we could put conditions.
Absolutely.
And then it'll be addressed or seen if it can be addressed in the future.
Right. Just like you guys have been through this process before. This is the very first step in the PDD, Plan District Development, which is a preliminary approval. The developer does not have to have everything in place, doesn't have to have the engineering done, does not have to have the grades, doesn't have everything specific. That comes a little bit later. This is really a general overview of the project and making sure what they are proposing does meet our ordinances. So this is the very first step in it. You recommend it on to the village board. You can put as many contingencies or any kind of additions to it that you would like to see. Then it goes to village board again for their preliminary review. It will come back to you, meeting all the requirements of the second step, which is the final approval, at a future meeting, and then again it'll go back to village board, and then it goes to a public hearing. So there are quite a few steps that you'll go through. So for instance, in the future, you would be looking at the color of the building, the color of the brick, the color of the shingles, that type of thing, the more aesthetic things, and getting really into the details of it. Right now, the developer may not have that detail, and they really are not required to have it at this point. It's more of an overview, and that they're building and where they're putting it, and the number of parking spaces and all that are meeting the code as set forth. So
this doesn't go right to the board tomorrow, does it?
It does not. No, it will go into anyway. Too quick of a turnaround.
I haven't seen that on the agenda.
So I don't know if there's any other questions. I know that's a lot to digest. But the developer's here, and they will, go through and answer some of your questions. And,
will there be, Tracy, a more specific notice is put out to the neighbors later?
Yes, the neighbors were notified about this building, this meeting. What we do with all of our PDDs or our site plan reviews, we notify residents with a 200-foot radius of the proposed project site. So that was what was done. It will continue to be done for every meeting that is required. One of the things we talked about, we did receive a petition in regard to this particular site, and in the future we will be sending it out to everybody on the petition as well. It was just not caught with this one. We should have probably included them from the start, and we just were thinking of how we always do it, and that's why we went with 200-foot radius. So in the future we'll make sure we get it out to everybody on the petition. So any other questions for me, anybody? That I can always answer some as you go along too. So. Thank you.
Thank you. And a representative for the developer today, please.
Hi, I'm Dan Doro, project manager for Hillcrest Homes. For this project, I apologize, first of all, that Mr. Marco couldn't make it. He's not feeling well, and I know he would like to have been here. I apologize for that. Thank you, Tracy. I think she pretty much covered everything. There shouldn't be too much for me to go over. It looks like she's pretty good. I guess basically, I know we received the packet of everything that's getting proposed. I do have a rendering here, a preliminary rendering. It is going to be an all-masonry exterior. That rendering is probably a little dark. I'm sure it's going to be a little more neutral, lighter colors, but obviously we'll get into that kind of stuff later. But it's going to be all masonry. There'll be 12 one-bedroom, 36 two-bedrooms proposing. There will be an elevator. Basically, as far as apartments, I know the rents he has in there as far as what the rents would bring and stuff like that, for what it's worth. I don't know if you have any questions on that stuff. And yes, there was one, we were short one parking stall. I was counting that. Bob Mock, engineer, is here in case there's any questions. And we've gone through some of the stuff since this has all been submitted, and there was one parking stall short on there, but we've addressed that already. I do have some bigger lighting plans that I can give you. And you have a book that cross-checks the lighting. Look at these, and this is obviously preliminary ones. This was when the meeting got brought up originally. The garages were going to get some along the end, and now they're all straight across here. But basically, the lighting will cross-check with the book that you have.
a lot of that stuff, and I know when you look at that book, it's kind of hard to understand some of that lighting. I did talk to the electrician before I came, and he assured me they know that it has to be dark sky compliant, so any of this stuff will be dark sky compliant, if that helps at all. Some of the entry lights will be cans above the doors, and they have to have their outside wall packs and stuff like that. So any of the lights, like I just heard as far as the street lights, if they have to be higher, well, the ones that were out there were shorter ones, and those will have to all be redone anyhow. But obviously, if there's a quote as far as how high, we'll find out what that has to be. That I wasn't aware of, and I don't know if he's got that on there or not. But obviously, that kind of stuff will be addressed. I know, again, that's a little hard to look, but you have a book that cross-checks that stuff.
And Tracy, the building inspector has these larger plans now, so he will check that for the glare and check those factors?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but this should be an easier-to-discern plan that shows, on the plan we should see depictions of the fixtures and where they're located on the buildings. Something that's very easy for us to read.
Okay.
You shouldn't have to be like a building inspector going through working drawings and things like that.
He does show where the fixtures are located on there.
Sure. Well,
I mean,
something's
got to be redone.
I'm talking about a decent graphic, like a rendering showing what the fixtures are, pointing to where they are on the building. A little more cartoon-like, but
okay.
Something that's a little easier for us to read.
So they're looking for a rendering of the actual, what the light picture is going to look like?
Right. Just, right.
Okay, because this obviously, again, is preliminary, some of that stuff.
So, mm-hmm. It's just something that we're concerned with the lighting on the outside of the building, not on the inside of the building. So.
Okay.
So pictorial representations,
sure,
of the fixtures directly related to the plan.
Okay.
If
not
I could,
a problem.
Excuse me. If I could, I'd like to just add to that. Yeah, I think that we have a lot of detail. And again, we're not lighting engineers.
Sure, I understand.
We're building inspectors, and so something a little more graphic and a couple of renderings that just show where they are, what they are, and where on the property they're located, and
okay,
all the specs behind each of those we can delve into, but. Just a little too much detail.
Sure. Understandable.
For us.
And then maybe when we get to the final whatever, maybe I can have a picture of the light or something like that. That would be,
mm-hmm,
where they're going. Would be easier to understand. Not a problem. Most of this other stuff addresses the site plan that you have with the through driveway, which was. There was a staff meeting, and this was discussed with the fire department was there, and this is, I don't want to suggest it's their request, and well, this is what they preferred as far as having a through driveway for fires, so that's all that's been changed to hopefully accommodate that.
So the plan will be changed. From what we see,
no,
here.
That has the original one didn't go all the way through. There was a turnaround. Tracy had mentioned the original was like the last parking area where the dumpster was back there, and there was a fire truck turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
And they said they'd rather not have that. They'd rather have it where you could go drive right straight through and right out the other way. So that has been changed already. That's what you have there is the existing proposal.
But the concern for the trash and recycling for the fire trucks, that still hasn't been resolved?
No, I don't think that won't be in the way of any of that. But this is Bob from Mach 4.
Yes, Bob Mach with Mach 4 Engineering and Surveying. When we submitted these plans, keep in mind, once again, they are preliminary, kind of working drawings as we flesh out all the details on these. Where the dumpsters are shown located in that corner, the Village of Alloway, their turn radius is a 20-foot inside swing. It will make that. One idea I had just as we were sitting here and that was brought up, we could swing those to approach here. You can swing that enclosure down to the south end here. Actually put it there.
Did you see that?
No. To the south end. That would open up all that space for a better turning movement, as well as giving us a little bit more room for bicycle, scooter, motorcycle parking. It'll also make the movement a little bit better for the trucks coming to pick that up. So that's an easy thing to accommodate there. Opens up that whole corner for a better vehicle movement for everyone, too. So we took a look at this after we got some of the preliminary comments back. We were 1.5% over on our impervious surface. So we trimmed that down, rearranged things a little bit. Now we're slightly under the 50% impervious. So we meet code there. Putting that there, we have the room to add that. We could even trim a little bit more pavement if necessary there. So, and then that dumpster enclosure will still be behind that separation berm that we have along the south side. So in addition to the enclosure, there'll be the landscape berm sheltering that from the neighboring properties. With the revised layout, we ended up with 48 parking stalls and 4 handicap stalls.
How many barrier-free apartments do you have in the complex?
I can't answer that off the top of my head. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what code is on that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's something we want to be aware of, the type A and B plans.
Roger, what do you mean by that? Just so we have that for the...
Well, there's a code requirement for a certain number of apartments to be accessible apartments.
Okay.
So yeah.
Okay. On this drawing here in front of me, it says 39 garage stalls.
That's the electrical layout, and that just when the meeting got moved up, that got changed. Just so you know, this is at one time when there was a turnaround here. The garages, mm-hmm. Some of the garages were going to go on the end. So this is just the electrical. This is not the site plan. Yeah. So this is all in line now.
And the idea of that being one long line was brought up, and how that could be real
for the garages.
Yeah.
Yes, and I don't know. I mean, I did talk to the building inspector with the original staff meeting as far as the garages, and it was my understanding that garages by code can be vinyl. As far as breaking that up, that's the first I heard that. I'm not sure what the distance is, if it's got to be broke up, but certainly whatever's got to be done with that, we certainly can break up those lines. It's not an issue, but I don't know what that code is. That's the first I've heard of that. I just, when we met in the staff meeting, they said that could be vinyl. I think the garages right behind there are all vinyl for what it's worth, but
isn't
I don't know.
Isn't that part of our zoning code?
Pardon?
Isn't that part of our zoning code?
Yes. It does talk about an expanse like that needs to be broken.
Is there a certain distance in that? Well, and I'll have him check that.
We'll have to check on that. I don't know if there's a certain distance on that yet.
Okay.
I would assume there is, but I don't know if it's spelled out specifically in there.
Could that be broken up with external landscaping, or does it have to be
for building? Well, there is landscaping behind there, but it's also listed it has to be either like a window or something to break it up, or a brick column, or some kind of column, so it's not just this big expanse.
On the front,
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to track notes because this stuff is all going to come up later on. So sorry. Go ahead, Trustee Beck.
The front facade or the front layout, it looks like two are front and forward more, and one is set back.
Correct.
Right? Is that just to break up
Correct.
The way it appears?
Yeah.
How much is that one set back from the other two?
I'd have to look at the plan. I think it's only a couple feet, but I'm not positive that. It's just breaking
six
it.
Feet.
Oh, it is maybe 6 feet. And then that's where and there has to be firewalls every so many feet and stuff. That'll get broke up at that point where those, and that should, that should show on there. And I know the little plan is hard to look at, but you'll see where the doors are on the apartments and on the hallways. That's where the buildings will get broke up, and that will be where the fire separation will be.
And then it shows a little bump out here on each of these. What is that, like an awning, or I am looking at the...
You're looking at, this will be a deck?
C1.
The patios are decks.
Okay. So there'll be decks in front.
Patios down below and decks on top. That's the bump outs that you're
looking at. Thank you.
Other planning commission questions, comments?
Tracy, can we make architectural comments at this point, or should we reserve those for another?
You know, you put up there, it is really a major change the design of it, than I would suggest to you. If it's more aesthetics, and it's more with the brick or the colors up, I would need to wait a little bit, but if it's no. Something that will change.
Well, it's mainly the massing of the building. I think Barb made mention that the roof line should vary. Some variation, and it looks like, probably the ridge point height should be changed at least once or twice along the length of the building.
It'll be broke up just where it's staggered in and out, which it's kind of hard to see on that. I mean, the building is staggered, mm-hmm. So it'll be broken.
Well, I think you'll need to present a perspective that shows that variation will be adequate. We won't be able to tell from just a colored elevation.
Okay.
But perhaps you should strongly consider changing the ridge line. The segments of the building. And it also strikes me that a gable end might be more attractive than the hip.
I guess that's personal opinion and preference or something like that. I guess the hips. I guess I certainly like a hip roof a lot better than like a gable would be with a big gable on them.
Well, it allows you to vary the material at the ends of the building. So. Use some other material as an infill for the gable rather than.
So. Yeah, but are they going to want like siding in a gable to break it up?
These are recommendations. Okay. These are our observations and what we feel might look better in the community.
Okay, I understand.
Any other questions from the Planning Commission?
I had a comment about the bicycle and scooter parking. It's in one corner, and it's kind of in one building. Is there a way to maybe have a couple of different places for bicycles?
A parking stall one way, and
I was thinking maybe
put them in the middle if there's access.
Maybe we could put a couple like paver patio areas out front of the handicap stalls.
Otherwise, you might find that some bikes don't end up there because
you wanted bike racks anyway.
Yeah, bike racks.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be the logical place.
Yeah, but some people might choose to. Walk the bike to the to the railing on their patio or whatever.
Sure, makes sense. Walk yeah, it's like because they're not going to park from one end.
From some information you were given with regard to the floodplain,
mm-hmm.
It looks like some of the garages, just a small portion of them, are in a floodplain. How do we address that?
The garages will be built above the floodplain elevation. We will be able to remove this from the floodplain to allow it to be continuous with other areas that are already out. The building itself will be, like a preliminary plan, something about 2.6 feet above the floodplain elevation. The garages will be just a couple tenths above. The garages are actually above the FEMA, it'll be 1 foot below, but they will be up.
Are you required to maintain the area of the floodplain by, you know, providing some place for that water to go?
No.
Instead of just...
It's floodplain, not floodway, so we can fill it, well, not will, but it is fillable. And we are providing some dry storage, some offline storage to help with storm sewer capacity in the area. This area is treated by the regional pond off of Kaufman, so we'll buy into that from a water quality standpoint. We'll be providing the dry retention for water quantity just to reduce during the peak storm. So we'll be significantly reducing what the previous site discharged. And that's, that area won't be terribly intrusive. It'll be 2.5 to 3 feet deep in green space, and it will be dry.
Oh, go ahead.
There's another point by the dumpsters. When we did our little bicycle ride through the village of Galloway looking at different sites, we noticed in the facility behind us that it was all cracked where the dumpster comes and picks up the trash over the, and it was recommended that it be of a sturdier material. Now, I don't know if this is or isn't, but I know that we saw that as a problem, and it kind of just sticks in my head, so I'm just bringing it up so we address it.
And basically, typical asphalt pavement for automobiles can't handle the garbage trucks, and it starts failing within a couple of years. So.
Okay, we'll put in a concrete pad in the loading area as well.
I can be sure.
Would the planning commission want to go through Barb's comments now and ask questions as appropriate? Or is there additional questions that we have for the representative?
That's fine. I've been kind of scanning through it and asking some of those questions as we go. But I think that's reasonable.
And Tracy, did you share this with them, or they have not seen these?
They have not seen that.
They have not, okay. That would be helpful, just so they...
One thing we noticed on the apartments themselves, too, a one-bedroom apartment has a certain square footage that has to meet, and then a two-bedroom has a certain square footage that has to meet, and we have two apartments that just barely are below the required square footage. And they're one on top of the other. We noticed they're like 960, and they should be 1,000 square feet. So I don't know why they're slightly smaller, but all the rest of them do meet.
So one bedroom or two bedrooms?
They have one bedrooms.
Both one bedroom?
Yeah, and one on top of the other. You know, downstairs. So I don't know what's pushing that reduced. There's got to be something in there.
And then do you have to be 1,000 and then out?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
It's just a two-bedroom. Oh, I'm sorry, there's
two bedrooms. Yeah. One bedroom is hard to be 700?
700 for one bedroom.
Two bedrooms or 1,000.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So that covers Barb's comment three. There is this issue of the rear setback that Barb has.
Yes, I need to check into that. I believe she wasn't my... Reading her comments, I think she was interpreting the accessory buildings had to meet the rear setback. But when I read the ordinance, I do not believe the accessory buildings have to, because the garage can actually be set, can be closer to the property line than the main building can be.
Right.
So I think that's what she's referring to, and I believe that the accessory buildings do not have to meet that 50-foot setback.
That was addressed in the staff meeting with, I know, with Dan Coffey, the building inspector, and
at that time, I'm pretty sure he said it could be 2.5 feet with the garage, and this is like 10 feet.
Tracy, could you just have Dan check on that, and then we won't touch. We'll just handle that as a staff comment and not necessarily something that we need to include in our comments.
We'll double
check
that.
Thank you.
So Barb's item two we covered with the lot coverage, with impervious lot coverage. Trash enclosure screening we've covered, correct? So they're aware of it. Comments on bike racks. For bike racks, we'd like to, we don't have it in our code, but we'd like to see you try to comply with more contemporary urban codes for bike racks, which are not the kind of that long continuous bike rack,
just
but individual
ones
that provide 2 points of support for the frame of the bicycle.
And bike racks are pretty appropriate for an apartment complex like this, especially with the East River Trail being widened to 10 feet. People could go for recreational or transportation trips. Right. So.
Okay. So item six was the varied roof lines. So.
She does ask about the garage roof line being
right.
One very long roof line, too.
Right. And that, I would think, something would want to be, while offsetting the building, the main apartment building, is will accommodate expansion of the building. Understandably, it's a frame building and will move, but I still think you might want to look at addressing the potential of such a long building and the expansion and contraction that will accumulate over its length. So.
Okay.
Where are the mechanicals going to be? Condensers, air handling units, things like that?
Well, the preliminary thought with all of that would be hot water heat with air conditioner sleeves in the building. So there's no rooftop units or anything like that. So.
Okay. So no condensers on the site?
No.
Okay. Get a bit, note several of her comments regarding lighting. We've already talked about that.
Okay.
So I think if we just provide you with her memo, we'll be able to run through those issues.
Okay.
There's a question of the exterior illumination of the sign. Would you mind describing how you're going to handle that?
Well, and I mean, we'll address this if there's some concerns with that. It was going to be two-sided sign with a, you know, not a bright flood, but a spot on each side of it, which would be hitting the sign, so it shouldn't be shining into any residents or anything like that.
Okay.
I mean, typically it's only like 6 feet away shining up at the sign, and it's just going to cover the sign. But, I mean, certainly we'll look at any other options. You know. We could do something from the top down, exactly. You could do something like that just as easy if that was, I mean, it basically is still just going to shine on the sign. But I'm sure you wouldn't be opposed to that.
We just leave that as an option for right now, and
right. It's just an issue to bring up at this point. And there,
well, we'll address the whole lighting thing with some better lights and
get
pictures of it, and
right.
A little more user-friendly layout with that.
Right.
That's fair, because we're asked, I mean, we're trying to represent the neighbors also, and
sure.
We're not doing our job by asking, being clear of what's being presented. It's not fair to us or them.
Sure. Understand. Kind of like Tracy said, that's what the preliminary is for. Hopefully we can address all this stuff. So we get into the next meeting, we'll all have better answers.
Tracy, do we have a requirement for street trees on particular centering?
Yes, the village forester did look at the landscaping plan, and he did not have any concerns on it. He did have to pick out some trees, some species of shrubs, but he did not have a concern with that. We're considering the street part of it up along Hilltop Way as the street side. Obviously, the along Somerset, you have the berms and landscaping there, but on the east side, it's really abutting another property. And then you have the garages between, so we weren't considering street trees in that area. So it really is just the front section, and the village forester is satisfied with what they have presented.
Basically, speaking of trees, we've had challenges on other projects where there's utilities and then the landscaping can't go where we thought. Has that been looked into at all? And
yes. Okay. We specifically talked about that when we were looking at it because of the problems with the last one. So
we've learned our lesson then. Thank you.
And there are some ash trees on the site right now that they will be removing just because of the issues with ash trees. So they will be removing them, and I think it's some maples that are going in their place.
And Brad did review the landscape plan?
Yes.
Okay.
He was at the staff meeting.
Okay.
Yeah, my only comment is it looks like they could use a couple more trees on that Hilltop Way side. They just seem to be spread out a little too far. So.
On the Hilltop side?
Yeah, the front. Roger. The front side. I come from an area where the zoning requirement was trees on 30-foot centers, so.
Okay. And I'm sure that the staff meeting with Forrester didn't have a whole lot of time to look at that part.
You can go through the rest of the comments.
That's pretty much what Barb had.
She did have a few positive comments. So yeah, I mean, we can't just give you all the criticism.
She likes the landscape.
It's all fine. Tracy, could you email me a copy of that memo that Barb sent so we can address the section?
Yeah. Sure.
So is there any other planning commission comments?
Just one question. I probably should have paid more attention. Is there a sidewalk on the front, on the street? There's no sidewalk. And there's no parking. Is there parking on that street?
Parking one is allowed on that street, just like other streets in the village.
The parking was never an issue with the old...
That's my first question.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
And I know there.
You'll get your chance.
Well, I'm waiting.
There are fewer units, so there'd be less of a problem. But
right.
I don't know what it'll do to your impervious area, but for the density, sidewalk would be appropriate here along the property side. So.
Any sidewalk would be installed in the city right of way. Build driveway, I assume so.
Tracy, did we look? Is Hilltop on the village pedestrian plan? Did the staff look at that as a...
No, I didn't specifically look at that, and we'll have to check it. I do not believe it is on there.
I don't think it
just
is.
Just because of no other sidewalks in the area, but we'll double check.
But I think Howard brings up a good point if there's parking on the street. And again, it is a denser area. There will be times when a lot of people will be going to and from pretty much during the same narrow period of time. I'm glad that there's a full-width sidewalk all along the parking in the back. So.
Any other planning commission questions, comments at this point?
Do you expect children in this facility?
As far as I know. Yes, I'm not positive about it. I assume so.
Okay. Tracy, what's the nearest playground to this area?
You have the East River Trail, and then you could head either north or south and probably get the closest park.
And I was just wondering if there might be a way of putting a small play area in for small children.
That I can't answer either. So. I mean, I don't know what it is for.
Simply a comment. Simply. Okay. I think for younger families, starting out with small children, it would help moms to be able to just go outside and put their kids to a little play area that's close by.
Any other planning commission comments or questions at this point? Otherwise, hearing none, thank you. You gentlemen can sit down. Thank you for all the information. The way this will work, we will open this up now to public comment. Please come up and state your name, and then any you're for, against it, questions, comments, any of that for a record. And then eventually we will, after all the public comments have been received, we will close the public comment period, and then we will go back to a planning commission and hopefully reach a recommendation on what to do with this proposal. So is there anyone from the public that would like to speak? Please come up, sir.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm Pat Duchado. I live on Hilltop Way. And I just have a few comments.
What's the address, please?
552 Hilltop.
Thank you.
And I have a few comments. Roger had some real, I think, good comments on aesthetics for the building. And you said there were comments. Are you going to ask for potential rendering drawings to get some different ideas? Breaking up the roof lines, things like that. So, I mean, you can make a comment, but if nobody's going to act on it, what's the sense of making it? You know.
No, it makes sense.
So, it'd be nice to see some options and some ideas. I tend to agree with you with breaking up the roof lines, things like that. I think that's a good idea. Second point I have, and we've always had this point in this area, is parking. There appears to be enough parking for all of the residents that are going to be staying in this facility. So the question becomes, why do you still have to maintain parking on the street? It's very, a very dangerous situation, and this is an issue that we raised way last June, that we feel that you should take parking off that street because that becomes 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock in the morning party areas. And then the neighbors have to go out and clean up in front of their houses that live on the permanent residence side. So I'd strongly advise to consider removing parking in front of that. They don't need it. They have their own parking behind. And you could have intermediate parking for offloading, things like that. The next question, is this going to... accommodate rent subsidy, like the old building in 2008?
That would be a question to the developer.
Why don't you list your questions, and we might not get all an answer, but you can ask those questions later on.
That's something that should be asked, because that's something that had to be acted on by the village, and I think in 2008, in order to take the one that burned down and turn it into rent subsidy. So, that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can I speak to him?
Well, yes. We'll catch you after.
I'm just going to address what he's talking about.
Well, I can address it after I'm done.
Okay.
My name is Mike Moore. I live at 580 Hilltop Drive. I also own a duplex directly behind the burnt-out building at 819 East Brider. Now that my primary residence is perpendicular to the burnt-out building, and my duplex is parallel to the burnt-out building. I pay over $10,000 a year in taxes for those two properties. I believe I have a vote. I'm disappointed that I wasn't invited to the huddle that you had with the building inspector, the village people. I received a letter in the mail, but, you know, we don't count, I guess.
Well, I think what you're there's a administrative staff review of the materials that are presented, the development proposal.
When I walk in here tonight and I see a full-fledged rendering of a building that I had no clue that was going to be presented tonight.
Right, but this is the forum for public examination and comment.
Here
this
we
is,
go.
This is where it is.
I have several questions for you tonight. In rebuttal, drainage is an issue between my property and the apartment. It turns into a swamp during the spring. There's no catch basin. There's no French drain to force the water to the East River. So it's backwashing into the parking, into the yard. It's destroying my fence.
Is this at both properties or one of the properties?
Both that properties.
Both properties.
I can show you in a plot map if you like.
This help.
Where's Hilltop going?
Hilltop is up there. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You see where his properties are? It's one thing to say a number, it's another to see it.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I wish it would end all.
So drainage is a concern.
Absolutely. If you're talking about building above the floodplain back there, guess what? It's going to increase the problem. I stood here a year ago and talked to the Zoning Commission about expanding the parking lot behind the apartment because Mr. Mockel's insurance company would not insure the property unless the underground parking ramp was destroyed and removed and paved over. And at the time, the Zoning Commission approved adding on to the existing lot to accommodate the lost parking underneath the garage. Okay? The fire chief was in here. The village people were in here. We all agreed, fine, that's wonderful. We're going to create an L-shaped exit for all our fire trucks towards East River Drive. Now you're talking about circling around the building and building an outlet 100 feet, 100 yards from my house and allowing people that live in the apartment to scoot around and go up Hilltop Drive, increase the amount of traffic that should be going on East River Drive. There's no sidewalks on either of those streets. Somerset, people are afraid to walk at night with their families because of the pizza man running up and down the street at full bore. So this issue was settled a year ago. For the change now, I just disagree. And you can look in the past records. It's there on tape.
So you're saying this happened after the fire or before the fire?
Before.
But after the fire, everything, there's different codes and it's not...
Well, I don't think the code has changed. I'm looking at them right here. Nothing's changed in that regard.
Mr. Moore is referring to, it actually went to a board of appeals.
Oh.
And they granted a variance because the apartment had a requirement that they had to have 72 above ground parking spaces and 72 enclosed. And when they had to close up their underground parking, the board of appeals did approve the variance for them to have more on-surface parking and no covered parking. And part of that stipulation was, there were several things, but part of it was that turnaround. It was like a wide turnaround for the fire truck at the far south end of the property. And that was part of the condition. And we did, that is still there, and we did look at that when we were looking at this design, so it certainly could still be there, and the fire trucks could potentially maneuver through there, but this was just something we had talked about at a staff level, just to take into consideration and see if this would make it easier to get in and out of the development. So.
No, no parking issue on Hilltop Way. The school buses can't get through there during the day. So the curbing has been painted yellow. They've made it handicap accessible in the front without the proper designation, curb cuts. It's not wide enough to support parking on both sides of the street. And as my neighbor has mentioned, we have nothing but grief when the partiers come home at night from the bars. Most of them are visitors from out of town, out of the area, dumping their garbage out the window, loud, partying late in the night. That's where you run into a lot of issues. I can give you some documentation on that if you'd like.
Well, now this issue isn't necessarily a planning commission. I mean, no
well,
parking.
I understand that, but I'm bringing it to the table.
Right, but that would actually, Tracy, would that go to the traffic and safety committee for addressing the no parking issue? I mean, the rest of the issues are ours, but we can't necessarily act on that.
I understand that. That.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if he's commenting that delivery vehicles are speeding on the streets approaching the facility, I would think that's definitely something the Traffic and Safety Committee should look at, and maybe some speed humps or the like would be appropriate to try to get that traffic slowed down.
It is 25, by the way, but it's being constantly exceeded. And being the last house on the block, I notice it because people are coming by me at full bore. You mentioned a couple other issues about the apartment. Why are you going back to the largest building in Brown County with a single hallway? To me, that seems counterproductive for safety reasons, noise reasons, potential clients that live there. There's a beautiful set of apartments directly behind the Hilltop apartments that are broken up into units. Are you familiar with them at all? I don't see any reason why that cannot happen at this location. It's a matter of getting enough people into the amounted space without concern for the neighborhood, green space, and you can think of 100 of these others. Now, people that are going to school have to cross my property in order to go to school, which I don't mind. But it should have been addressed on the first go-around 40 years ago with a nice sidewalk, so these kids can go to school without trudging through the snow. Or going to East River Drive, the Kiwanis Park. Because there is no park on Hilltop or Somerset except for Rez Church. And across there, you're looking at libel. which is a busy thoroughfare. This is another issue that should be addressed. Why isn't there some sort of access for people to go to Kiwanis Park? Mr. Michael has the authority and the wherewithal to make this happen. Oh, one other thing I forgot. When we agreed as a community to increase the parking lot behind the building, Mr. Michael was here, and he agreed to put up a nice berm with trees on top of it. Never happened. For whatever reason, it just never happened. The place burnt down. Now, I've gone through the zoning codes. I've highlighted areas. I'm not going to take up more of your time tonight because I understand this is a preliminary situation. But there are several serious issues that need to be addressed before you start rubber stamping this project. For your information, there's four homes directly across from this building. Proposed building, excuse me. One is up for foreclosure, one is up for sale, and the other two, I live in one, and another good person, good neighbor, lives in another one. But they're frustrated, as are people further down both streets. I have documentation that I presented to the clerk that 48% of the people that live on these two streets agree that the apartment, as it was a nuisance. And we proposed at the time that it should be allowed to become a park. However, the town board decided economically, politically, and legally, that wouldn't be an issue. So it's not going to happen, apparently. We accept that, but we also accept you, as being the Planning Commission, to give us something back, a viable building that represents the neighborhood. Not a trailer park, high density, that has no character. That's all I'm going to say right now. Any questions?
Thank you for your comments.
The route that the children take to school, that's across the property of your duplex?
Yes, it is. No, if the apartment, I'm not going to say much more, but if the apartment's going to have a front door, it should be in the rear of the parking lot, where the activity should be for people parking their car going into the garage. Section 11-69. There shall be no substantial diminishment or impaired property values within the neighborhood. Well, there has been. There's no way you can have two foreclosed homes, my house and the house across the street, at full market value. Because a gentleman decided not to maintain his property for 40 years, let it slide. The rent slid. Attracts renters who are not qualified, unless they're government subsidized, to live in that neighborhood. Yet, we're paying top dollar for village services, school, before I leave, I'm going to give you one more piece of documentation. We spent a lot of time gathering these numbers, statistics for you.
Total market value, estimated annual property taxes for the people that live on Hilltop and Somerset, who pay over $250,000, calculated on basic tax rates. While the Hilltop apartments paid $46,200, estimated Alloy gets $16,000. Before the fire, there were 8 police calls on Somerset and Hilltop. For the same period, the number of incidents at the Hilltop Apartments was 57. Low end, $100 a call, which is $5,700. High end, $200 a call, which is $11,400. Now, if you subtract $11,400 from what Alloway gets, it's $1,570. Alloway's losing money on that old piece of property. Now, I strongly suggest you look at the valuation of this new property versus the old property and determine what's best for the neighborhood and what's best for Alloway. Thank you very much. Questions, answers, comments? Yeah, I'm upset.
Is there anyone else in the public that would like to speak? Hearing none, we will close the public comment period. I know, Dan, is there anything from the Hillcrest Hole? We don't need to answer every single question or comment, but is there, earlier there was some comments that you were going to...
in that roof line that really don't show up on that, but we'll address that later on. If you look at the front drawing, I think it shows a little better on your plan than it does on the rendering. You can see a little better what I'm talking about. Well, there's about both sides, not just all one long continuous roof line, it's built up somewhere. I just wanted to point that out.
Tracy, there was mention of a petition. Did the village clerk receive, how many people had signed that? Can you tell us more information about that, please?
No, I believe you told me that. I'm not sure how many you signed it.
Approximately 47, 48. Well, households.
Yeah. What did the petition actually, how was it phrased?
That we as a neighborhood would like the village to strongly encourage Mr. Mockle to create a park in his name where the burnt-out building was.
Okay. It was more park-related. Okay.
And again, it wasn't accepted well by the village board because of economic, political, and legal ramifications.
So we've heard a lot. Yes,
just to comment on political, I don't know if it had anything to do with political. I think the village board, it's not the village's property. So legally, it's not the village's property to make those decisions. It's the owner's property.
Christy, the premise was we bought the homes on Hilltop and Somerset. We were assured by the realtors that the park would be there at the end of those two streets. Lo and behold, a year later, up rises an apartment building. Now, who in their right mind would want to buy a house next to an apartment building at the end of the street? We did, thinking that it was going to be a park.
Yeah, I can't speak to what happened 40 years ago.
My daughter was born then, so I know exactly when it went out.
I know.
So for the Planning Commission, is there any other, there's a lot of comments that we've heard tonight. How do we want to deal with this?
Well,
I had a couple of questions.
Okay, because technically...
That's not dealing with it, but it's adding more questions.
Well, and that's fine. We have to remember, Agenda Topic 6 is petition from Hillcrest Partnership requesting a planned development district. Agenda Topic 7 is where we have to come up with a recommendation, commission recommendation to the Village Board regarding preliminary approval of the PDB. So we are still on Agenda Topic 6, so Howard, it's appropriate. Any questions you might have?
I just had a quick question about the access points to the building from the back. You know, maybe I can't see them from the rear and front elevation. I know there's a main entrance in front, but are there... Every so often, is there a doorway that leads in? Obviously, there must be. I guess I'm struggling with why there's such a big entrance. And I want to make sure that the front entrance is off of the, you know, from the parking lot.
The main entrance is, according to the plan, will be coming in off of the parking lot side.
Yeah, okay.
But there will be, obviously, there's six of them, I believe, coming in off of the parking lot side. But there's obviously exits going to the other direction also.
I see all six now. It's a small one. Just another comment.
The one thing that's a problem on the second floor plan is that they have corridors going to the east. East elevation without any stairs, so these doors will open in space and people will walk out and fall a story. So.
It is preliminary, but okay.
It is preliminary, obviously. So.
Howard, do you have another question?
Just a comment about the last gentleman's statement about how it would be nice if the one building were broken up into separate buildings. And it's true that the apartment complex behind is like that. I mean, they have the garages. And I realize that it's maybe not economically feasible to do so, but it certainly would solve a lot of access problems and a lot of parking problems and a lot of issues, you know, relating to traffic if there were different ways into the property in different buildings rather than all one building. And I know that's not considered or not an option here, but
why isn't it?
That's why I'm saying I think it should be an option.
There you go.
And that someone ought to consider and give us a rendering of the seat would show us how they might look.
Thank you.
Any other Planning Commission questions, comments?
No, I agree with Howard that having the mass broken down a bit would certainly be better for the neighborhood.
I agree.
Just visually.
So is there any other questions or comments on Agenda Topic 6, or should we close this and move on to Agenda Topic 7?
I'll just ask one for Tracy again. Considering the issue of children in the building that cross Mr. Moore's property to get to school, should we be looking for an easement and formalize and pedestrian access that would be consistent with our comprehensive plan?
So they are cutting then, Mr. Moore, through your property or Hilltop property to get to the square. Is that correct?
Yes, and then so the school bus picks up. Mm-hmm. Also, Joby School is 5 blocks down from that location. So kids are living in the apartment. They have to walk.
I mean, it could be something we could look at, Roger, but then the duplex owner adjacent to East Briar would have to have an agreement as well because it would be coming through their property as well. So,
well, that's where, that's the point of it. You'd have, the village would have to engage in negotiations to establish the easement through an adjacent property.
Yes.
So, but that's appropriate for our commission, correct?
Oh, trustee Deck.
Tracy, I don't know if you can answer this, but I was a little concerned when Mr. Moore was saying about the water problems, the drainage problems there. Is that addressed in the dry ponds? Added in number 3 in your comments on your memo. Stormwater is addressed.
Jamie Bach can answer that, but I know that we're working on the stormwater management plan still with our public works director. And they obviously will have to meet the standards and, you know, move the water in an acceptable way. If there are some drainage concerns on this back corner, on the southwest corner, that is something we'll look into more thoroughly and see what we can do to make sure that water. That was my concern when placing the berm there as well, because the berm can create a dike as well. And if there's problems there now, we need to make sure we're addressing that. So we will certainly look at all that through the stormwater review.
So, Tracy, so it's documented. When we get to agenda topic 7, should we include that in our motion, or should Mr. Moore contact, like, Craig Burton, just formalize and say he has this concern?
You know, I would definitely include, we always have in the past that they have to get improved stormwater management as part of their, and they realize that and they know that as well, but I think that would be important for them.
But I think in this case, the concern is part of the property is in a floodplain.
Right.
If you build above it, where's that water going to go? So it's a little bit different situation than some of the others that we've dealt for other developments.
And I think we need to put in there about floodplain and the floodplain issues need to be addressed as well. Because those have not been.
This is just a comment. I know the people in that neighborhood have gone through a lot with that apartment building, and I know there have been a lot of police calls, and I know there has been parking issues. You know, a comment to the developer, if we can make this place a little bit friendlier and not appear to be a barracks, I think that we get much better reception after the pain these people have been put through with the past apartment. By breaking it up somewhat, or I mean, that garage does look like a barracks to me. Just have it a little... maybe a few less apartments and make it just a little friendlier to fit into the neighborhood, because they have been through a lot and there's a lot of resentment. You don't want them to come back with, you know, resentment for this before it's even there. It's just going to be harder.
Any other comments for the Plan Commission? Are we ready to move on to agenda topic 7? Any questions? Any comments? I haven't said that tonight yet.
Mm-hmm. Are the questions comments on the 6 or on 7 now?
Well, we could go to 7, but then I'm going to be looking for a recommendation on and someone to make a motion on all the discussion points. So, hearing... no additional Plan Commission meeting comments or questions. We are now on agenda topic 7.
So we're at liberty to discuss.
We are at liberty to discuss any and all of the points and information.
You know, we've had a lot of discussion and a lot of comments made, a lot of questions asked. I would, before. I would want to move to a recommendation to a village board. I would want to see a transcript of all of that consolidated, and I'd like to see the staff review it and respond to it. So I guess what I'm thinking is maybe we should, there's enough here that perhaps this should be postponed until we've been able to kind of reassess all of the issues regarding the development.
There are some potential curveballs. This isn't, somebody used the word rubber stamp. So what does the rest of the Planning Commission think of that?
I agree with Roger. If I had to vote on this right now, I would have to vote against it. I wouldn't be able to approve this to go forward.
I think there would have to be an awful lot of list of things in the motion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which we have done before.
Yes, we have.
I tend to also think that there may be too many things that have been discussed and too many opinions and too many suggestions to capture them all in a motion. And I don't know if it would be appropriate to say, you know, we recommend approval based on a transcript because we don't remember all the things that were in the transcript. So if it's possible to see that first, not tonight, but sometime, then I would be in favor of that also. Otherwise, I can't support what I saw tonight. So, just my opinion.
It would be also be nice to get some input. We brought up the Traffic Safety Committee and issues of speeding and, you know, delivery vehicles. And be nice to know a little more about what they're aware of regarding traffic in the area.
There are some other issues that are outside of this committee. Mm-hmm. Tracy, what do you think as far as if we defer it, it's one thing. And I guess a question, when would the next Planning Commission meeting be? But then the second one is, how would we actually get the right committees involved so some of these issues can be addressed? So we're looking at this as a complete package instead of isolated pieces. And I do agree with Trustee Dart said, the neighborhoods went through a lot. I mean, I remember that day, I don't live too far away, all the fire trucks, and they've had all the cleanup and waiting for the insurance, and people driving from all over, from all different communities, just to see that big fire site. So, yes.
Yeah. I mean, listening to the discussion, that there are a lot of things that are loose ends, if you want to call them that. There's issues that you have with the development. So if you don't feel comfortable sending that to the village board, that's fine. I would suggest then you retain it, we'll get the minutes and everything together, and then you can look at it at your next meeting, the developer. In the meantime, we can sit back down with the developer with all the issues that have come just out of this committee and sit down with them and talk about it again, and then bring it back to you again in January as a preliminary review again, because that's within your right to say, we aren't going to send it on to village board, we're going to keep it here and we're going to look at it again. So you can certainly do that. That is not something that you don't have to send it to village board if you're not ready for it yet.
But could we take enough notes, like the drainage issues could start, Craig could look at that as the bigger picture and what are the impacts, looking at the parking, because that's something...
Yeah, traffic safety. If there's some key things that you want to say, okay, these are things that we really want to look at and want you to do some checking on, yeah, please list them if you can. Yeah, at least we can, you know, go from there and start working on those things. We've got a list tonight, a bunch that came up tonight that we already are aware of, but if there's some that you really want to know, certainly add those on first. You know, give a motion on that or just say these are things we really want you to check into.
Like one of the concerns that was raised was, for example, the school buses. Well, that's a cyclical issue because
right.
Kids are there 1 year and maybe they're going to a different school the next year. But if that's really a concern, maybe we should ask the school district perspective.
The school district would have statistics on how many children are living there.
Correct, or in the area.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah.
I've used that kind of data where they won't tell you names, but they'll locate
right.
Where children are as of a certain year.
Yeah, and like you said a couple times, Chris, some of these issues are not Planning Commission issues. They are other issues, whether it's public safety, whether it's fire, whatever. And they need to look at that. But you really need to look at the development itself, if that fits the code, and if that is what you want to see there. Some of these other periphery ones are really not something that you need to weigh in on the PDD process, because that's not part of your job.
So we'll trust you'll handle those. We can document
those
and let them go, and then...
Yeah, we can send them on, and then we'll work through the process on those in any way that we can.
And the village board's going to hear any and all the comments, so they'll get to weigh in on the decision-making process for some of those no parking or whatever else is raised.
Right.
So what is the pleasure of the Planning Commission tonight? We have a petition in front of us. Are we ready to make a recommendation? I'm not saying what that is. It could be approve, deny, not enough information. And do we say wait till the next Planning Commission meeting? And then we should also give Sherry our list of issues that we would like
considered outside of this body prior to the next Planning Commission meeting.
I would say we'd postpone our decision until the next Planning Commission meeting.
Is that your recommendation? Is that your motion?
Well, I'm moving.
Okay, there's a motion to
the
postpone.
Decision until the next Planning Commission meeting. That we give due consideration to all of the issues and questions raised this evening.
Tracy, is there enough information what's on the audio tape and versus the list that we have, or do you want us to spell some of these out for you?
You know, I think if we can listen to the audio tape, which we can, and then we've got to keep a list over here, we'll be able to pull it off. And maybe what we'll do is we'll get it together, get it out to you, you guys take a look at it, we'll get it out to the developer as well. And they can look at it, and then we'll get together and we put down the staff level again.
Am I allowed to ask any questions yet or not?
If you would like to, yes.
Well, I guess, and just so I know, because I'm obviously filling in for Mr. Mako, who isn't able to be here, but in a lot of this stuff, I understand all that, the parking issues, the drainage issues, any of that stuff, I mean, obviously, will get addressed when there's a site plan and stuff like that as far as any of the drainage or breaking up the garages and all that, but to get to the next preliminary plan meeting, are you saying that we have to come up with a way to separate this whole building with a new, I mean, what if the site doesn't allow for that? I mean, is that what we have to do next for the next meeting, Tracy? I guess I'm not sure I understand completely of what we have to do. I understand the drainage can be taken care of, the parking, the fire calls, the any of that stuff. I realize that is addressed with different committees, and I mean, you certainly can take care of whatever. The floodplain isn't going to be an issue, I'm sure of that. The drainage can be taken care of. I mean, all of that stuff can get taken care of. But I guess the big picture here, are you saying we have to come up with a whole new plan?
I think the Planning Commission should maybe weigh in on that. One of the comments tonight was not having one whole building. Do you want some other options to look at as far as, you know, the one building that was presented or looking at multiple buildings on that site? Is that something that the Planning Commission would like to see? Because then that's something we can work with the developer on as well.
I would like to see some of those kinds of options, and I understand that maybe it won't permit as many units when you do that, but I think that it isn't just about money. You're in a neighborhood, so that's...
But if there are fewer units, theoretically they could have larger units, perhaps garner larger, higher rents, perhaps develop one portion of the building as a condominium development, maybe reassess their pro forma, because they're targeting one market range here, which is very similar to what was there, but maybe the best answer for the community and the development would be to look at another market. So, I just don't think we've seen this information about the fact that the property seems to be more of a burden on the community than financial burden than it is an asset, right? That's something that truly has to be assessed at the administrative level here in the village. So.
Would there be any latitude from the Planning Commission as far as the overall green space if we're having to come up with alternate layouts? Anytime you start breaking up buildings and adding multiple driveways, moving it around, especially on a building that's configured like, or a property that's configured like this, mm-hmm. where it's has a quite high aspect ratio, we're going to be well beyond the 50% by the time we would even get two buildings in there. You're talking about changing the orientation of them. It's just, this is a fairly low intensity development from the green space standard. We're at 50%. I'm just mm-hmm. asking if there's any latitude there or if that 50% is a hard number.
And you're looking more for the buildings which I believe, like, to the east are separated more, or they're independent. And I guess I don't you know, how we find that out, but is that going to bring any better renters than a building like this? Is that going to bring any higher clientele of renters?
I don't know. That's
what like this is. I mean, is that
that's something that you'll have to assess and your financial assessment of you know the potential success of the whole development.
Tracy, how much say does the Plan Commission have in something like that? No, not for the green space, just for, they bring these plans, we look at them, we can find all the things that don't meet code, or we can deal with, you know, these kind of problems. Can we, in a sense, say we don't like this design?
That's part of the PDD process. So, yes, you do have a right to say if you're not real involved with one long, big building, it's within your right to say that you are not, and you would like to see something different. So, yes.
That's the planning commission, not the board.
Both.
And we could, you know, we could say that they don't need to meet the 50% open space requirement on the property, so long as they resolve all of the stormwater management issues.
We can say that.
That's part. Again, that's what the PDD is all about, is to look for other ways to address development to the benefit of the community. So.
That's what gives us more leeway in our in our recommendation,
right.
Is the fact that it is a PDD, and we can say, yes, we would like to. We don't want to see a building that looks like a barracks, where we think that it might be safer or better attuned to the neighborhood if they have separate buildings, and so we'd like to see that.
Yeah, this is really a throwback more than a step forward. I mean, if you look at developments that are being done in communities elsewhere in Wisconsin, you know, they have a different look. They're targeting a blend of markets so that they can have a variety of income levels in the building. They're looking at different kinds of ownership options within the same structures. I think there's much more opportunity than we're seeing presented tonight.
One other major drawback, obviously, is going to be with the elevator in this building. Now, if you start separating that, mm-hmm. having an elevator in each building, I mean, that's obviously, I don't know how that would work. This building does have an elevator in it. Mm-hmm.
Is an elevator required?
Yes. Yes, it would be the point.
I guess the major thing is we'd like to see another alternative. I'm not saying get rid of the preliminary work that's been done on this alternative, but I mean the board is going to have a public hearing, and I think we're not doing our due diligence as a planning commission if we're not saying, can we do something else?
When is the next meeting for that, Tracy?
January 27th.
Is the next plan commission meeting.
Right? Mm-hmm.
So we did have a motion on the floor
to postpone
until the January 27th meeting.
Right.
Second by Clausen. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The motion carries. Thank you. We will go on to agenda topic 8, discussion on involvement in zoning code change. Tracy?
Basically, the Crime Commission's involvement in any kind of zoning code change. because I think she specifically saw it. We had our trailer ordinance, trailer bolts ordinance that went through village board, did not come to plan commission, and then we had another one, our playhouses ordinance that's again going right to village board. So in the past, since I've been here, we have not been bringing those here. I just didn't think about it. So she's like, well, they probably should come here. So that's my question to you. Your thoughts on it, anything that maybe is in Chapter 11, if you want to come to you first and then go on to village board or wherever else it needs to go to. I just didn't think about that and thinking of bringing it here because of, dawned on me to do it. So I guess it's just a discussion item whether you would like to do that or whether you don't or how you want to handle that.
I guess historically, when we were planning and zoning committee, before we were a plan commission, the previous zoning administrator would sometimes bring them to us, and we'd have a discussion on it. I don't know if he ever made a formal recommendation to the board. Specifically, the issue came up about boat and trailer parking, and we kind of took a pass on that because the board would do a better job than we would on that issue. But I think it's probably not a bad idea, especially if we're talking about updating our zoning code. Why would we cut ourselves out of the process if we're starting in 2014 to look at updating the whole zoning code? So I would, as the chair, I would say I would appreciate an update. I don't know if we need to formally, I guess it depends what it is.
Right.
And maybe that's a way you could work with the chair and I could say we should dive into that. Or if it's easier for you, we just say all of them we see versus... Or you give an update to us. I mean, I guess we'll leave it open, but knowing about it is more than what we've done now, and maybe we should be involved.
Yeah, and that's fine. I mean, we can, and maybe it's at least, to get started on it, we'll bring anything that's in Chapter 11 to you, whether it's boats and trailers or playhouses or whatever the case may be, we'll bring to you, and then if you decide to weigh in on it, you weigh in on it. If you decide that's something that you don't want to weigh in on, we'll just... send that to the board or to whoever else needs to
look at it. Just one thing, Tracy, I would ask you to reply back to Barb because she wrote to you and just thank her for raising the point and just mention that we will start discussing these at the Planning Commission.
Good.
Thank you. Agenda topic 9, next meeting date, January 27th, 2014, the new year, and agenda items. Does anyone else have any other agenda items that I think we'll be working on our annual report and finalizing that? I don't know if Craig will have time for the official map, but sometime next year I'll keep pushing on that till we review the updated changes. I won't let that one go. And then we also had, what other information do we have? We might have this development back. We might have, wasn't there the antennas for? Okay. Is there anything else, Tracy, from your perspective you think or have heard that we may be seeing in January?
No, I haven't heard of any other development or anything that may be coming up in January.
Is there any other ideas the Plan Commission has? It sounds like we have capacity to maybe add a few other maybe topics that have been on the back burner. So if there's anything anyone is interested to discuss. Or we could always follow up on the TIF discussion, or we could go back to the bicycle pedestrian map. And we, at our public meeting that we held for the updated comprehensive plan, I guess that's another topic. There will be a public hearing or a public meeting being held because there wasn't a quorum of village board members.
Right. I believe it's January 1st.
Okay.
That the village board will be hosting a public hearing for the comprehensive plan.
Could we have an update on that added to our January 27th meeting, just so we can be aware? And I do want to thank all the Planning Commission members that did attend. We outnumbered the public, which is not what we want, but we did offer the opportunity, and we didn't have to have that meeting. And I want to say thanks to Trevor and Tracy for getting all the displays and all the information ready. Any other topics for the agenda? All right, you don't have to be on the total spot. If you want to, go ahead and email Tracy and copy me, right, and we'll get them added on prior to the next meeting.
Something to think about first. So.
Sherry, is that clear as mud? Excellent. Otherwise, agenda topic 10, adjournment. I would accept the motion.
So move.
Thank you. That's off.
Second.
Trustee Dart, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed nay. The motion carries. Thank you, everyone.